You're on Daf Samachay Amud Aleph. Let us just again see the Gemara. We had a memra from Rav. Rav said, Achye lekeren kein shegonav, keren you pay kishas agneve, and tashlumi above a chamisha kishas amod bedin. Omar Rav Sheisus Amina Kinaim Vishochid Rav Omar Lahoshmaitem. If Rav said such a thing, there's a difference between Tashlume Keifo and Tashlume Kerem. Kinaim, that this was said when he was partially asleep. The sign we learned enough in the Baraisa, Krusha Vishmina Mishalem Tashlume Keifo, Tashlume Abova Hamisha Kain Shagona. See, see, klo, that tashlume kefil and valid vehei are the same shume, the same shavyas of the, that you pay the kerem. Everything is totally what it was worth, bishas the gneve. So the Gemara answers, omri mishum da'omalei ano patimna ba'at shoklas. So the Gemara says here it's different. Because since Hishmina, he was Mefatim the Behemah, so the Yisrin Shavius of the Pitum belongs to the Ganet, Satakonus Chachomim, but Al Kaponim it belongs to the Ganet, so since it belongs to the Ganet, so he doesn't have to pay Kefil for this Yisrin Shavius, so therefore you pay how much it was worth Bishas Gneve. So that's Fafke, the Hishmina, that he was the one that made it fatter. So Memela, then, he doesn't have to pay for that Shvach, because it belongs to him. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Krusha v'Hishmina, Aganef Pitma, v'Kosha l'Rav, Do'oma tashlumei dalet v'hei, Kishas hamode bedim. Kesalka daitoch, the Gemara held, and the Makshin held, bein shibcha, bein ikrisha gana biyadayim. It doesn't matter how the shinui of the shavius came about. The Makshin held, Rav holds, in all cases, kefil is, we go according to the shavius of shas amod bedin, afilu he was mashbiach biyadayim. Mishani, Mishum da Omalei, Ano Patimno, Bahat Shoklis, Avo Shipcha Bidomim, Shehukru Behemis Bishuk. But what is, if the Shvach came about because Behemis became more expensive, Oishen is Patma Meyeleho, or it got fatter by itself, so then the Shvach Taka belongs to the Nignav, so then Mishalem Kefil Kehashta, then you'll take a pay Kehashta. But here there's a Miyuchedike Tzio that it was, that he was Mefatamit, Hishmina. Let us see Taisvis, the Sanya Krusha Vihishmina. Tema, Heichi Salke Daitach the Rav Sheshes, how could Asis Rav Sheshes help that Rav is speaking about that it's worth more Bishas Hamod Bedin than Bishas Kneve. That's, it's a Memela, so he said, then you still pay Bishas Hamod Bedin even though it's worth more. That's how Rav Sheshes understood Pshat and Rav. We'll see the Maskonis HaGemor. The Gemara says, Ki Kama Rav Kain de Mekore Shavidal de Besev Shav Yezuzim. The Maskonis HaGemor is that it's worth less. You pay kefil on a cheaper shavius. But Al Kaponim, now the Gemara held, Rav Sheshes held, that even though it's worth more, in the Keren you pay Kain Shegonav, but the kefil you pay with the higher rates that are Bishas Hamod Bedim. Tractosus, Heichi Salke Deiter der Rav Sheshes, Shediva Rav Bekrushe Bishmine, Dim Kain Hoye Megareya Koichei Shol Kerem. So then it comes out that Rav is saying that the Kerem is less than the Kefil. the kefil you pay, yishmina, it's worth more b'shas hamodim, so the kefil you pay, how much it's worth b'shas hamodim b'dim, and the keren you pay, kishas agneid. Umi milsei de rav mashme, from the loshen of rav it would seem, shebo liyapois koichoi shel keren, ulegareya koyach kefil v'dalet v'hei. The comma, achyei lekeren davke ke'ein shegonev. The whole drash of Rav was, it says, gneve v'chayim. Gneve means the keren. It says chayim. So he said, achyei lekeren. And the taich of achyei, v'achyei mash meloshin yipui koyach. That you should be miyape the koyach of the tashlumei keren. So according to the Maskonas HaGemar, it's very good that it's speaking about that it was worth Dalit B'Shas Gneve, and now it's worth Azuz B'Shas Amodah B'Din. So he says, but the Keren, you have to pay the how much was worth B'Shas Gneve. So the Keren is more Chomer than the Kefil. So that's very good. If it's worth more B'Shas Gneve than the Shas, and the Shas Amodah B'Din. But according to Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes held that Rav also holds that if the it's that if it's the kefil is more than the keren, you pay the kefil kishas hamodah b'din. So the whole drash of Rav doesn't make sense. Rav, the whole mekor of Rav is achye le keren kein shalom, the keren and not the kefil, and achye means you pay the good price of the keren, not the kefil. So see, klar that Rav is only speaking about when the Kefil b'shas hamodah b'din is worth less than the keren. The yeshloimal, so Tosfos says, I have news for you. The achyei einei loshen yipui. Achyei does not mean you pay the good price. Ela loshen tashlumim. It means reimbursing. V'chol dover shemashlem achesorin shegon avay gozol kori achyei. Achye means you have to reimburse the shavyes of the keren b'shas gneive. Does not matter if it's worth less than the hashas hamodah b'din, if it's worth more than the hashas hamodah b'din. Achye is only a lotion of reimbursing. So memele, so, and that's the drash, tafke keren kein shegonav, ubekevos kishas hamodah b'din. Feel it's worth more. V'chein mashme b'soif shmaite. And Tosfos says, we see this taich according to the maskone. The comma tloim k'demikore domim k'shalachsha. And Tosfos is going to bring down the ris pshat. Mashme afilu that the ris pshat is if the hishtanis is in the guf. In the Guf HaBehemet, there was a Tlev in Asa Ayo. So then you pay Kefil on Tloim. You pay Kefil what he stole. But if there was a Ishtanis, you don't pay for the Kefil on the Ayo, you pay Kefil for a Tlev. But if the Ishtanis was in the Shavyis, then you pay Kedahashtim. Mashme, so if the Gemara is differentiating, between if the ishtanis was tleven asa ayil, or there was a ishtanis in domim, but would seem the ishtanis in domim is equivalent to the ishtanis of tleven asa ayil, and that means that it's worth more b'shas hamodah b'din. Mashma filu mikori shav yezuze lebsoiv dalid dumye de tleven asa ayil mishalom kefil ki hashte leperish rida lekamon. That is the Riz Pshat. V'sham eforish bezras Hashem. And we learned that Taishas Baruch Hashem. Taishas says, Klo, that even though it's worth more later, the Kefil is worth more later, you pay how much the Behem is worth more later, you pay how much the Behem is worth more for the Kefil, even though the Keren was worth less b'shas k'neivim. So Memele, so Tosfos says, so you see the Maskonas HaGemara, it's not only Akasha, Rav Sheshes, how Rav Sheshes held like this. The Fiyemis, according to the Maskonas HaGemara, it is that way. that you achi lekeren kein shegonav only means you pay the keren of the shas agneve, but is irrelevant if it's worth more, if it's worth less. It could very well be that the keren is worth less than the teshlumei kef. So kochach achye means not a yipui koyach, no, achye means to reimburse the dmei hagneve. Umiyu, Rabbeinu Tam Pirish Binyin Achel Lekamo. Rabbeinu Tam learns a different shot in the Gemara further, Tlo Inke Dmei Kore Doim Shalachsho. Rabbeinu Tam learns that the Gareya Koyach HaKeifel Koma Rav Kisha Samo Dibedim Guloy Liyapais. Rabbeinu Tam Taka learns pshat. The Gemara that the whole Rav only means that if the kefil is worth, if the bishas amod bedin is worth less, so you pay kefil kishas amod bedin. The Sarab is only saying he's megareya tashlume kefil. But if it's worth more, you never pay, the kefil is never more than the keren. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, so we could say that lefiyemis, that the taishab achil le keren kein shagona means that you give a yipur koyach to the shlumei keren over the kefil. And that's the case of Rav, that the keren is worth more than the kefil. Ano mifatimno va'at shoklis. So the Gemara answered that you don't pay for the yisrein shivui of the pitum, because the ganav kentayne ano mefatim meva'at shoklis. I created this shvach, so I should pay you on the shvach that I created. So memela, that is why you pay kefil k'demikore. You don't pay kefil k'dahashta, because the hashta came about through the pitum of the ganav. Mashme. So it would seem from this lashon of the Gemara, what will be the chenis patno meyelel? What is if it got fat by itself, not through the hishtadlis of the ganef, and havi kishas amod bedin? So then Rav holds yitake pay kishas amod bedin, and Rashi take says like this. Rashi says mishim da amalei avo shibcha bedomim oy chenis patno meyelel mishal kefil kiyashte. So that's the Pashtus Loshon HaGemara, that only ano mefatimno, there is a taina that I'm not mechuyev to pay for the pitum that I was mesavev v'mashbiach, but nispatma mele avikishas amod bedim. Well, if he's having motzah, look, me milsa the rav, kshin is patma meileo, they have it sorich, look me be yukre bezula. You don't know, there's a time that's speaking about yukre bezula. The Gemara and Daf Samachai says that rav is speaking about yukre bezula. According to, really, it wasn't necessary. You could say it's speaking about pitam also. And you pay kedahashta by pitam if he wasn't the sibbe, if the ganav wasn't the sibbe of the pitam. Miu zuktaisis lefiha emes, but according to the maskonis agemore, afiluk shen nispatno meileo, afiluk nispatno meileo, mishalem keifel dal vehei ke'en shegonav, kemoi betle venasa ayil, da oma lekamon, the mishalem keifel vedal vehei ke'en shegonav, vafilu shinui loikoni, Mishum da omalei ota turigam v'minoch, dichagam v'minoch, hochinamik shen ispatno miyeleo, motzi omalei ota shmeinigam v'minoch, v'davke miyukhe v'zulo da koma rav keifel dal day kishas amod bedin, v'shach lameim ota yukhe gam v'minoch, v'tayma aforish lekamon bezros Hashem, and we had learned yesterday that Tosfos, and Tosfos says this yesod, that if there was a hishtanus, if the shinui of the Shavyas came about because of a Hishtanis in the Gufa Behemah. The Behemah is Stouter, the Behemah is Hukrash. So then we look at what was stolen. Kefil in Dalet Vehei is Hei Boko Tachas HaShoyer, that it is paid. We multiply the Shoyer Shel Gneve. And we cheshbon with the Shoyer Shel Gneve. If there was a Hishtanis, the Shas Amod Bedin from the Shas Agneve, so we cheshbon with the Shoyer Shel Gneve. The only time that Rab says it's Kedahashte, if this is the same Shoyer that I had stolen, the market went up or down, so then, there the Ri holds, then you say Kefil Kedahashte. But if this is not the Behemah that I stole, there was a Ishtanis in the Gufa Behemah, that's the Gemara Vayta, according to the Ri, Tloim Kedemi Kore, that you pay kefil on the sug and the type of behemoth that I stole, and the mele, so, and you don't pay kedahashte. So, according to the maskonis ha-gemore, even though it seems now the gemore wasn't noches to this yesod, but the gemore only says, anome fatimna, but in the maskonis ha-gemore, the halacha will also be applicable a filu if was nispate me'eleho. There's also a svara to say that shmeine gam v'minoch, I never stole a shmeine from you, so they, and you pay kefil on what you stole. And since I stole a krusha, so you pay kefil for a krusha. Zog to gemore weiter. And here we have a very, very difficult gemore. Toshma, we learned a baraisa. Shmeina vehikrisha, mishalem tashlume kefil, v'tashlume abo v'chamisha ke'en shegonav. Now, here we had, what's the title? Shmeina vehikrisha. Haganev hikrisha biyodayim, b'toirach meloche oy b'makol. That means when the ganev stole the behemoth. So let us elaborate what was the case. The ganev stole the behemoth. The behemoth was a fat behemoth, and then he worked very much with the behemoth. And the fat behemoth, let's say, was worth $1,000. He worked very much with the behemoth, or he hit the behemoth, and he accomplished with this that the behemoth is now worth $500. It's now worth $1,000. It's worth $500. Then he goes and shechs the behemoth. He shechs the behemoth, so now he pays kefil, not the way it's worth on a $500 behemoth. He pays kefil for a $1,000 behemoth. So the Gemara has this kasha on Rav. Rav said, kefil kedahashte, dalet vehei kedahashte. So why do you pay for a shmeina? Toshma shmeina v'ikrisha, mishalem tashlumei kefil, v'tashlumei arbo v'chamisha ke'en shegonav. You pay ke'en shegonav. So the shaila is, according to Rav, you should pay kedahashte, kishas amod bedin. So the Gemara says, hosam nami mishim damrin lei, Mali kotlo kulo, mali kotlo palge. So the Gemara comes now with a new svara, that you don't pay $1,000, you do pay $1,000, I'm sorry, you pay kefil $1,000, even though bishas tviche, it was worth $500, but you pay dalet vehei on $1,000, because of a svara, Mali kotlo kulo, mali kotlo palke. Ki koma Rav biyukre vizula. Rav only said that you pay kedahashte if it got cheaper or more expensive, then you pay kedahashte. But if the shinui Ashavius came about through the mice of the Ganev, so there's a new svara of Mali Kotla Kula, Mali Kotla Palke. Now, what does this mean? Let us see Rashi. Says Rashi, Mali Kotla Palke, Hilkach Mehi Shaita Da Akresha, Ascher Lo, Lo Tviche. When he started hitting the behemoth or working with the behemoth, the tviche started. That is what Rashi is saying. So Memele, it's Keilu, he started the tviche, that means the behemoth was worth $1,000. So just like you understand that he would shecht a behemoth that's worth $1,000, he'd have to pay kefil on $1,000. So even though he shechted a behemoth that was worth $500, because he was makrish the behemoth till it became worth $500, but I don't look at it that he made a tviche on a $500 behemoth. No, I consider keilu he started making a tviche on a $1,000 behemoth, and therefore you have to pay kefil and dalet vehei on a $1,000 behemoth. Now, we'll come back to Rashi pretty soon, but just let's see Tosfos Kasha and Rashi, and then we'll come back to Rashi. Perish akuntres mishum da akroshe aschalte de tviche. Da akroshe is da scholes a tviche. So Rashi seems to be saying that he started, that we consider keilu, he started the tviche when there was $1,000 behemoth. I don't look as the hakhoshe as a davar nifrod, and now it's coming out he's shechting a $500 behemoth. And I look like he started the hakhoshe das cholos hatvich. The kosheleri, the loishayche hakhoshe litviche midi. Frekteri, how could you say such a statement that working with the behemoth is ascholas atviche? Kivin shim hoya hirga kula b'inyanze. Let's say he would have hit the behemoth or worked with the behemoth, and the behemoth would have died completely. So he paid dalet vehei. Lo yoya bo din dalet vehei. There never would be a din of dalet vehei. So how could you say that the tviche started with the hakoshe? The akroshe and the tviche are two different things. This is Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. Now, let us try to go back to Rashi and try to understand a little Shitas Rashi. The Rabbeinu Yohannesen says, Pshat and Rashi, Me oisoi zman Shehischel lachresh bo, when he started working with the behemoth, hischilo lahakresh velomos. It started getting weaker, and it started dying. Ubishas hatviche, and when he shechted it, hishlim amaise. He killed it completely. He was in the process of killing the behemoth. It's a slow, long, drawn-out process. When he started working with the behemoth, he started killing it, and he finished killing it with the tviche. So we have to understand what is pshat in this. So it could be, pshat is as follows. There's one din in Tviche, that if a ganav shechts a behime, you pay dalet vehei. And that you need a maise Tviche, you need a shchita ruye. That's the din that Tviche pays dalet vehei. Fine. That's one din. But there's another din, another chiddush in Tviche, We learn out from Achye LeKeren Kein Shegonav that the Tashlumim of Tviche has to be not Kishas HaGneve, but the Tashlumim of Tviche has to be Kishas HaModah B'din. So we cheshben b'shas hamodah b'din. So l'chayre, when a person shechtsa b'heime, so before the shechita, let's say a person stole a b'heime, the b'heime was worth $1,000. He shechted the b'heime. Let us say, for practical purposes, the bame is also worth $1,000. Still worth $1,000. He shechted it. Now, b'shas hamodah b'din, it is not worth $1,000 anymore because it's a geshocht in the behemoth. But he doesn't pay dalet v'hei for a geshocht in the behemoth. He pays dalet vehei how much the behemah was worth before the shechita. So we have to understand, how does this work? He's paying dalet vehei. And we mitzad echad we say dalet vehei is being paid kishas hamodah bedin, and bishas hamodah bedin it is not worth. It's a geshocht of the behemah already. So how does he pay for the value of the behemah before the shechita? If al yedei shechita b'shas hamodah b'din, the behemah is worth much less. So I'd like to say a rayon which be'emeson Rab Shimon in Simen Lamed Vov mentions such a svara. The Chiddush Yerim mentioned such a svara, and perhaps with this we'll understand Shitas Rashi. There's a lumdis of that Rav holds you pay keful kishas hamodah b'din. Now let's talk about a poshita case of keful, and then we'll talk about the case of tviche mechira. Let us say a person stole a behemoth that is worth a zuz. Now, later, when Bezin is Mechayivim Kefil, it's worth 4 zuz. So you pay Kefil 4 zuz. What is the lomdus in this? Why do you pay kefil for zuz? Because the chiyev tashlume kefil were being shown what would have been if it wouldn't have been stolen. So now he could have gotten 4 zuz for the behemoth. When you stole it, it was a zuz. So the tashlume keren is on what you stole. Fine, I stole a zuz, I have to pay a zuz. It's not here anymore, it got lost, but what you stole you have to pay for. The chiyev tashlume kefil that I learn out from a posik which is kishas hamod bedin, the chiyev tashlume kefil is that we have to be done what would have been if it wouldn't have been stolen. So the niknav would have had a behemoth that's worth 4 zuz. So you have to pay kefil and dalet vehei on the behemoth the nignav would have possessed. That means lule yogneve. You would have to pay. You didn't steal a behemoth that's worth dalet zuz. But the din tashlume kefil's kishas hamodah bedin. That means when it comes to pay kefil, we have to consider if the behemoth wouldn't have been stolen. So the nignav would have possessed a behemoth that's worth dalet zuz. So you're paying kefil, you're paying dalet vehei, you have to pay for that behemoth. If it wouldn't have been stolen, you have to take into consideration the value of that behemoth, how much it would have been worth, and that's what you pay kefil and dalet vehei. kishas amod bedin, which means that what the gnignav would have possessed, if it wouldn't have been stolen. I cheshben with this shibui, with this shavius. That's the chiddush of Rav. But the din is by dalet vehei, when I shech the behemah, b'shas amod bedin, the behemah is not worth, let's say, dalet zuz. The behemah is worth, it's a geshach the behemah, it's worth much less. B'shas hamod bedin, we are not paying the shavius of the behemah now, because the shavius of the behemah now, it's a geshach the behemah. We don't pay for the shavius. We pay for what it was worth before he shechted it. What is the lumdus in this din? What is the lumdus that you pay for before? So there's a lumdus to say that what the ganev was misaviv in the pras shavius of the behemah, that doesn't go into the cheshbon. That means we cheshbon shas amod bedin, what would have been if you wouldn't have stolen the behemah? If you wouldn't have stolen the behemah was worth talet zuz b'shas gneve. Now later b'shas hamod bedin, it's worth azuz. Kefil is what would have been if it wouldn't have been stolen. What would have the nigna possessed? Whatever he would possess, you pay kefil on that. You pay dal vehei on that. What the nigna would have possessed? I reckon with the shas hamod bedin, what is the behemah worth now? And that's what you have to pay kefil and dal vehei. Not what you stole, but what it's worth now. No chilek, it's worth more, it's worth less. You have to pay what it's worth per shas amod bedin. But this cheshbon of shas amod bedin is if this is what the nigna would have possessed, if it wouldn't have been stolen. But if you were the one that you were misaviv, the shinui hashavius of the behemah, that means, let's say, had a behemah that was worth dalet b'shas tvicha mechira. You shechted it, now it's worth a half a zuz. The meat is worth a half a zuz. So b'shad is saying, well, so b'shas amod b'din, you have a behemah that's worth half a zuz. No. My behemah b'shas amod b'din was worth four zuz. That shinui that you created to your maise, That doesn't go into the cheshbon. That means in this chiddush we see from tviche mechire. Tviche mechire, you do not pay dalet of a geshachtene behime. You pay dalet of how much it was worth of a ganze behime. Ah, you cheshbon b'shas hamod bedin. B'shas hamod bedin, it's geshachten. So how do you pay dalet from how much the behime was worth before you shechted it? So al kolchach, this oifen amedida, how to measure shavius is, if the shavius b'shas hamod bedin, you didn't have, you weren't mesavim the shavius. The shavius was a shavius. It was a fatter behemah, or the market went up. Then this is the shavius that you pay kefil and dalet vehei. But if your actions are the sibbet that made the behemah worthless, this does not go into the cheshbon whatsoever. So that is why when a person shechts a behemah, you pay dal vei kishas amod bedin. So we don't say, oh, listen, b'shas amod bedin, it's a geshachna behemah. Let's look now how much meat is worth. You don't look at that. This is what the ganev was misaviv. What the ganev was misaviv does not go into the... And that I learned from the parsha of dalet vei. The shinui hashavius that the ganev was misaved through his actions, that doesn't go into the cheshbon. That I learned out from tviche, from a mele. So lav davke, if the shinui hashavius came about through the tviche of the ganev, or the shinui of the shavius came about through a long drawn out purpose. First he bet up, the behemoth was a shmeine. The behemah was worth four zuz. Then he bet up the behemah. So the behemah became now worth a krusha, so it's worth two zuz. And then later he shechted it, so it's worth a half a zuz. So the shuma is, whatever the ganev was mesaviv that the behema should become his actions. His actions, which were mesaviv that the behema should be worth less, that does not go at all into the cheshbon. We are not goyres this zol, this, that would have became worth less because of the actions of the ganav, that doesn't go to the cheshbon. And that is the loshen mali kotlo kulo mali kotlo palka. Just like when the ganav shechs the behemoth, you pay how much the behemoth was worth before the shechita. I have a limit yecheshbon with shas namot bedin. Have a limit keren kein shegonav dalveke shas amod bedin. So in shas amod bedin, there's no behem anymore. It's past history. You have meat, but you don't pay dalvei for meat. You pay dalad vehei for what it was worth before the shechita. So al kochoch the pasuk is megale that the shinui hashavius that came about through the actions of the ganav. We are not goyres the shinei hashavius, and he cannot pay a cheaper kefil because of a shinei hashavius that he created. That is why when he shechts it, he pays for how much the bein was worth before, because that would it's worth less now. He was mesavev it. That's when it's kotlo kulo. So the Gemara says kotlo palga. So if he did it in a long drawn out oifen, first he had a bein that was worth 4 zuz, and he banged it up. Now it's worth 2 zuz. And then now he shechs it, and it's worth a half a zuz. So he still paid dollar zuz. The kotla palgada, what he did, this shinui hashavius came through the ganav's actions. And I learned out from Tvicha Mechire that the shinui hashavius that came through his actions through Tvicha in no way creates a kula nista shlumi dalad vei. So Memele, the Shinei HaShavius that came through that he was Makrish the Behemah, also in no way will affect the Tashlumim of Kefil and Dalet Vehei. And that's Sechmir, that's Kolul in the Loshen of the Shita Mekabetzes. Shitbetzes says, Ma'oisa is man shehischil lachrish bo, hischilo lahakrish velomus, he started killing it. He finished killing it when he shechted it. But we learn now from the posik that what he killed the behemoth does not in any way, and I'm ending up with a dead behemoth now, that does not in any way affect the shavius, what he has to pay. He has to pay for a lebedik behemoth. That is l'cheir pshat according to Rashi. Now let us see Tosfos. Elo, the second line in Tosfos, Elohochi Perusha. And Tosfos is saying Pshat Mali Kotla Palga Mali Kotla Kula. Hochi Perusha. Mali Kotla Kula. Lein Hulchen Bosor Adomim Tahashte. The kona b'shinui ve'enoi shel nignav ela boso mi'ikoro shahoiso shaloi uhuadin bekotlo palga. Now let us try to understand what Tosfos is saying. And Tosfos is saying a mordika mouthful over here, which we have to understand. Tosfos says, let's not talk about tviche. Let's talk about Reuven stole a behemoth that was worth dalet zuz. Now he goes and kills the behemoth, and the behemoth is worth a zuz. The kefil, how much kefil does he pay? It's now worth a zuz. How much kefil does he pay? So Tosfos says he'll pay dalet zuz. That Tosfos, why should pay dalet zuz? We have a, why does he pay dalet zuz? We say we pay b'shas hamod bedin. B'shas hamod bedin, you have a dead behemah which is worth a zuz. Why should he pay dalet zuz? He should pay a zuz. B'shas hamod bedin, it's worth a zuz. So Tosfos amoyre de kezach. This dead behemah, who does this dead behemah belong to? Tosfos, the dead behemah belongs to the ganav. because he's kind of the behemoth with Shinoi. So Ktoisvis, so Memele, the whole lumdis that you go with the Shavius of Shas Amod Bedin means Kozman, it belonged to the Nignav. What the Nignav possessed, you pay according to that Shavius. The market went up, the market went down. Whatever it was worth for Shas Amod Bedin, that's how you pay Kefil. But if the Shinui Yashar came about through a Shinui, that the Ganev was kind of the Behemoth, you hear a Behemoth that's worth Dalad Zuz, now the Ganev killed it, it's worth Azuz. So you say, I'll pay Kefil because the Behemoth is now worth Azuz. I say, and Shuldik, whose Behemoth is worth Azuz? Your Behemoth. You're not paying me Kefil for your Behemoth. You have to be paying me Kefil for my Behemoth. My Behemoth was worth Dalad Zuz. So the Gemara is telling us, that by Kotla Kula, you do not pay Kefil on the Behemoth, how much it's worth now, Bishas Hamod Bedin, because this Behemoth now, Bishas Hamod Bedin, does not belong to the Nigna. This Behemoth belongs to the Ganev. You pay Kefil on the last time when it belonged to the Nigna. That was before you killed it. So therefore you'll pay Kefil on Dalit. Now, but let's go further. And we'll see this Tosfos is Meiradik Shver. Now let's again say the word. The Alachi Perushe. Mali Kotle Kule. Then, if he killed it completely, not talking about Tvichi, he killed it. Mali Kotle Kule. Then, Hulchin Bosar Hadomim Dahashte. We do not look at how much it is worth now, after he killed it. The Kona Beshinui, because this value now, this dead behemoth now does not belong to the Nigna. He was going it. The Einoi Shel Nigna, Elabasa Mikora Shahisa Shaloi. So the Shume of Shasa Modabedin means how much was it worth the last time it belonged to the Nigna. Once it changed bailus to belong to the Ganev, you don't pay Kefil and that what belongs to the Ganev. The measuring rod and what you pay Kefil on is how much it was worth when it belonged to the Nigna. So that is a Dova Poshe, Tosfos says, if he killed the behemoth, you will pay Kefil on the last time it belonged to the Nignav, not to this man that it belonged to the Ganev. So Memele, if a dead Behem is worth Azuz, and before he killed it's worth Talad Zuz, you can pay Kefil Talad Zuz, and that's what it says over here, Shmei, oh, fine. Shmeina Vikrisha, you pay like a Shmeina. Vuhu Adin Bekotla Palgo. What'll be the din if he didn't kill it completely? He was makrish the behemoth. He was makrish the behemoth. So also, I'll pay kefil what it was worth before the hakrosha. Fine. Now Tosis goes further. Lefize hu adin behukresho memele. If there's a svore, mali kotla kula mali kotla palge, the vote is not that he did it. The vote is, let's behuk reshem emeile, the mishalem kedemi kore, the mali meisa kula, mali meisa palga. I feel like he didn't kill it. Let's talk about the behemoth died. A person gone with a behemoth that was worth azuz, four zuzim. The behemoth died, and it's worth azuz. Who does this behemoth belong to? The behemoth belongs to the god. This is a shinui. A dead before he got with the live behemoth, now it died. This behemoth, the behemoth that's worth now one zuz, belongs to the Ganev. So Tosfos says you will not pay kefil on a behemoth that's worth a zuz because this behemoth is not the Nignam's behemoth. This is your behemoth. But we're figuring out the shavius of to pay kefil. You have to pay kefil on what the Nignam's behemoth was worth. The last moment of what the Nigna's Behemoth was worth. The Nigna's Behemoth was worth 4 zuz, so maybe you pay 4 zuz. That's if it died completely. Zoktoisvis, what'll be if it was hukhash memele? It didn't die completely. it started losing weight and it started getting weak. When he stole it, it was worth 4 zuz. Now it started losing weight. Now it's worth 2 zuz. How much kefil will he pay? He won't pay 2 zuz kefil. He'll pay 4 zuz kefil. Mali mesa kula, mali mesa palgi. The mali mesa kula, mali mesa palgi. Vadai mesa kula meyeleo. If it died by itself, yesh lechayvo ikidemi kore shahiso shel nigna. V'loi bosa hashta. You don't look what it's worth now because now it doesn't belong to the nigna. So Mamela, the same thing will be by Hukrisha Mamela, I'll say Mali Mesa Kulo, Mali Mesa Palgo. This is what Tosfos says. Now, we have to understand this Tosfos is Apella Otsum, and let us just say two kashas. Tosfos said a cheshbon. But the Gemara says Mali, Mali Mesa Kula, Mali Mesa Palgo, Mali Kotla Kula, Mali Kotla Palgo. Now, that's one thing that the Gemara says. Now let's talk, let's talk about the Kotla Kula. When a Ganef kills the Behemah, when the Behemah dies, so Tosfos says, Kefil is not paid on the value that it's worth now, it's weight. Paid, the payment died, it's paid on the value that it was worth before it died. And Tosfos says, why? Because now this behemoth that's dead does not belong to the Nignav. You pay kefil on the Nignav's behemoth, not on the Ganav's behemoth. Fine. Beautiful. So the Gemara said, that's poshut. So Mali, Mesa, Palgo, let's say it got weak, you also pay what it was worth before, not what it's worth now. Fine. So now let us just clear a pertinent shaila. Tosfos is talking about Mesa Palga. Half of the behemoth got weaker. Is this a shinui, yes or no? Tosfos had a lomdus. When it died, it's a different behemoth. This is not the Nignav's behemoth. So you don't pay kefil on the Ganav's behemoth. You pay kefil on the Nignav's behemoth. If it got weak, is this a shinui, yes or no? So let's start thinking out loud. Could be it is a shini, could be it's not a shini. Fine. Well, let's. Zukta haflo. If it's not a shinui, so you lost your whole mali. Mali mesa kula, mali mesa palge. There's a big difference. Mesa kula belongs to the ganif. You don't pay kefil on it. Mesa palgo got weak. You lost 20 pounds. But it's not a shini in the behemoth. So then you said that it belongs to the Nignav. So al kochach we have to say, what Tosfos is saying, Mesa Palga you pay to the Mikore, we're talking about this Mesa Palga is also a shini. It's also a shini. Fine. Beautiful. So now let's learn the Gemara. A person went and stole a behemoth that was worth, let's say it was a fat behemoth, Shmeina v'ikrisha. It was a Shmeina, it was worth 4 zuz. He bet up the behemoth, it's worth 2 zuz. A zuz, Shmeina v'ikrisha. That's the Kotla Palga. And I'm asking you, Ashayla, is this a Shino, yes or no? Well, it has to be a Shino if you compare it. Kotla Palga. When the behemoth got weak, Kotla Palga, it belongs to the Ganef. So let's learn the Baraisa. Shmeino vehikrisho, and then he shechted it. That's the story. So he pays Dalet vehei kidemikoro, how much it was worth before he was makrishit. Now, if you tell me it's a shinui, so I got news for you. If a behemah was nishtani, you don't pay dalet vehei. We learned on daf samachei amid beis, gonav tle v'nasa ayil, if a person stole a tle and it's an ayil, so Rabbi Loi says this is a shinui, so you put it from dalet vehei, shaloyi tevei, shaloyi moich. So the Tosfos is doch apela otzum. The Tosfos is apela otzum.
How are you working over here? Taisvis starts off by saying, by Kotla Kula, the only reason why it's a Svara Pshuta, you don't pay like the Shavius that it's worth now, because it's not the Nignavs, it's the Ganavs. And then I go and say in the same breath, so what's the difference? Kotla Kula, you understand? Kotla Palga is the same thing, Mali. So that law says this whole Mali can only make sense if it's a Shinoi. If it's not a Shinoi, there's no Mali, so there's a big difference. Kotla Kula, it belongs to the Ganav. Kotla Palga belongs to the Nignav. So you pay how much the Nignav's name is worth. So you have to say it is a Shinoi. If it's a Shinoi, so why is he Chayim Dal Vehei? Shalayu Teveyach, Shalayu Meicha. This is a Pella Otsum. We will not go into the Terutzim, the Chdushirim says the Teretz. You have a Teretz of Rabrusol Gesundzein, said a Teretz Pshat Taisvist. It's Shere Zachen, but it's Kedai for us just to realize we don't understand Taisvist. That's enough for us to realize. Now, this is the first Teretz of Taisvist. Now let's go to the second Teretz of Taisvist. Va'oidai Mari, the Motzi Leforesh Be'inyanacha. I'll tell you a different Pshat in Mali Kotla Kula, Mali Kotla Palka. I think we're just just from before the Chikam Mishani Muki Milsa the Rabbi Yuki Mizura the Rabbi Motzi look me be Kochesh of the Memele, because by Kochesh of the Memele you will not take the Hashte, because Mali Meisa Kula Mali Meisa Palka. Va'oid oi Mari the Motzi Leforish bin Yenach Mali Kotla Kula Mali Kotla Palka Kloima. What does that mean? Not talking about kotlo, killing. Afilu leman de yomar ein l'shchita ela l'psoi v'loi mechayev dalet vehei ad mashu achay. V'za machloikis v'yod yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atsoi v'eina l'shchita ela l'psoi. Now, let's just say that the machloikis is as follows. The one that holds Eina L'Shchita Ela L'Psoif, and that's what Taisus is talking about, that means there's a process of Shchita, and it becomes Nishchat, the last second, then it becomes Nishchat. Eina L'Shchita Ela L'Psoif. That's when it becomes Nishchat. So when a person Shechs HaBehem Adalad Vehei, so let's go slow motion. He takes the Gamvet HaBehem, the Gamvet HaBehem is worth 4 Zuz, he starts shechting it, we're going slow. After 1 minute, how much is it worth now? 3 zuz. The blood is gushing out. Like a shochen, blood is gushing out. Second minute, how much is it worth now? 2 zuz. How much is it worth now? 1 zuz. He still didn't make a shechita yet. It's worth 1 zuz. You have the behemoth, it's the blood is gushing out, it's worth 1 zuz. Boom! He now makes a shechita. He shechted the behemoth. Now, let me ask you, he shechted a behemoth that's worth how much? 1 zuz. It was worth 1 zuz. And you pay before the shechita. You pay how much it was worth before the shechita. So, kan shayil aben, what's pshat? So here the Chiddush HaRim wants to say a similar svara that we had said in Rashi. The Motzi Leforesh Bin Yenach, Mali Kotla Kula Mali Kotla Palka, Kloima, Afilu Laman Domin Leshchita Elo Besoif, V'loi Mechayiv Dalet Ve'ad Mashu Achay, Afilu Ochi Leizlin and Bosach Shibusa Dehi Shato Kifi Mashu Shove B'Mashu Achay. I don't look at the Shavis what it's worth a rega before the Shchita. You look what it's worth before the Shchita. So what's Pshat? So Al Kochach the Chiddush HaRim wants to say, so that when he was Misaviv Abchas and the Shavius, the Torah wasn't good as this. Now it's worth as this. What you made, it should be worth less. This doesn't go into the Cheshbon.
Im kein ki kotla palge nami deine krischele in bozine bosa rashta el bosa mikor.
That is taki ka ein what we said pshat in Rashi. But we learn out from tviche. We learn out from tviche. Every tviche is a problem. Every tviche, if you hold eina l'shchita ela l'psoif. So l'maise he's shechting a beheime, which b'shas the shchita is worth very little. Af al pikein, you pay how much it's worth before the shchita. So al kolchoch, the pchas that he was mesaviv, does not go into the shume. I'm not goyres this pras. So Melos HaToysvah says, so who I did if I would, I bet up the behemoth, it'll also be the same thing. Lefi tamzeh, so this is another mahalach in Gans. Lefi tamzeh pshar is that so then the whole vote is that why don't you cheshbet with this pras? Because he made the pras. So the male of the Gemara did not have to jump and say that Rav is speaking about Yukra Vizula. The Gemara could have said that this didn't mean the vehikrisho. There's Rav holds you go bosom kain shagona because he made the pras. So when he made the pras, that's le mali kotla kula mali kotla palge. Then I say that what that. Then I say that he this does not go into the shume. A pras that he made does not affect the shume in any way. But hukrisho, but what happens if it was hukrash? So then alpaki go bust in the crash. So the Gemara could have said the Rav is speaking about a case of hukrisho. This is according to the second teretz in Taisvis. According to the first teretz in Taisvis, the criteria is not who made it. The criteria is if afterwards it belongs to the ganev or it belongs to the nignav.